Well, on RN, I'm Cassie McCullough, and this is The List, your weekly explainer of the trash and treasure, the flotsam and jetsam of life in the 21st century. And now to an almost impossible conversation about one of the paradoxes of current popular culture, and that is the upcoming season of the television cult hit Game of Thrones. Here's the so-called honest trailer that appeared online this week.
Get ready for the show that has viewers on the edge of their seats wondering what will happen next and has people who've read the books acting all smug because they already know. It's the abusive show you keep watching no matter how many times it hurts you.
How long do I have to look?
Full of disturbing imagery like incest, beheadings, attempted child murder, more incest. And that's just the first episode.
Yes, indeed. And it's true. The fan base for this show is cleanly divided right down the middle, as if by a broadsword, between fans of the HBO TV show and fans who've read all five, or is it six, books in the series, two of whom happen to be here with me on the list. It's time to say good day to Jordan Raskopoulos.
Hello.
From the Axis of Awesome, and also to David Cunningham,
who's Hello.
A comedian and part of Project 52. Both of you have had an indecent amount to do with the Game of Thrones trilogy. But first to you.
Oh, well, it's a trilogy.
I think.
And counting.
Yeah.
First to you, Jordan. You, at this time last year, you and the Axis of Awesome expressed, well, what can only be described as rage.
Yes, that's true. We released a song called Rage of Thrones, which focuses pretty much on what you described earlier, the divide between the book readers and the show watchers.
Well, look, I've got a bit of it here, but I must tell you, there is some very strong language ahead, some seriously rock and roll verbiage in this song. But it's impossible to play it for you without including it. So you might want to turn the volume down.
Or up.
Or up for about a minute. You got a new favorite show. Been watching HBO. You got a new favorite show. It's called Game of Thrones.
Well, I read the fucking books. I read them years ago.
There's something about that, Jordan tells me, it comes from personal experience.
Yeah, absolutely. that song came about from one particular event. I mean, it's expressing a lot. But so in high school, I was very much into fantasy novels and all that sort of thing. And I was teased a lot for it. And, you know, I was pushed over by bullies and dirt got thrown at me and all those sorts of things. And one of those very bullies who teased me at school for reading Game of Thrones in the playground wrote on Facebook how much he loved the show. And I'm like, you know, and it's all these people who are jumping on the kind of nerd bandwagon when it's cool. And I'm like, I was there first. You pushed me in the dirt and now you say it's cool. So that's where that came from. These people who, you know, the latecomers, the bandwagon jumpers who haven't read the books and just jumping on board the show. The show is excellent and I enjoy it as well, but it's the people who don't want to engage with the books as well. They kind of irk me.
I particularly like the lines, you know, get a library card or get a Kindle, you know. Yeah. David, you've read the lot?
Every last word. I don't want to be controversial, but I think in some ways the shows are better than the books because it compresses it down.
Whoa.
That's true. I mean, there is a lot of feast description.
Endless verbiage.
Yes, of just like, you know, sauces and roasts and
lampreys and pies and pastries and
I'm so glad you've said that because then maybe you're luring me into a trap, but it does feel to me as if there's endless description in those books. I have to say I only got through the first one.
And while it's costumes and food, that's fine. But then we get to the descriptions of the quite lurid violence and sex. I'm not sure how far I want to go on Radio National, but...
Oh, we go there all the time. Yeah. But now, David Cunningham, you were involved in this thing called Project 52, which saw a version of Game of Thrones getting on stage and, in fact, on into the Sydney Comedy Festival. Tell us about that.
Called Make Way for Winter. It was just a sort of piece of student fun that got momentum behind it because the popularity of Game of Thrones is such that it really sort of touched a nerve with people to make sort of, you know, light-hearted pop at it. So I took the part of George Ha Ha Martin.
Very good.
With a fairly generous pillow down the front. A semi-retired character now, but he's still available for private functions, children's parties.
And he did come in the Rage of Thrones film clip as George Ha Ha Martin.
Yeah, he did. You're cameo there appearance.
With your glowing eyes eating a baby at one point.
And this project has gone on. I know that you're not particularly involved with the new extension of it, but I'm hearing that SBS has actually picked up Make Way for Winter.
Snapped it up, exactly.
And they've got five brand new bits of sketch comedy that's going up on their website today.
On the new comedy website, so
cashing in on the heat around the of season four. Now on to season four. I have a letter here that came with the first three episodes of season four.
It's you have those episodes.
I have.
And have you watched them?
I have seen them.
Oh wow!
But before I say anything else, I must tell you what this letter says. It's from Quentin Schaefer, who's the executive vice president of HBO Corporate Communications. And he says, please do not reveal any major plot points in advance or point to any one episode as a, quote, big one. You'll know what I'm talking about after you see them.
Well, I haven't seen them, and I do know what you're talking about because I read the books.
And your waiver can't stop us from reading.
Well, that's true. So here we are, here in this ridiculous situation. It's a problem that Jon Stewart ran into on The Daily Show, where he was interviewing Peter Dinklage, who plays Tyrion Lannister in the program.
Can I tell you, here's what's tough to talk to you about. I can't
say anything.
Exactly. I know what happens this entire season, and yet I can't just look dead on in the camera and ask you questions about that.
You could just read the books, I suppose.
Do you know what country you live in? Read the books.
I know.
What are you talking about?
I know.
No one wants to read the books.
No. I think one of the things we find with social media now, which is quite curious, is that the book readers have to hold their tongues. And we get lambasted if we say anything. But as soon as someone's got a hold of the episode, even if they've gotten it through nefarious means and not waited for it to air on Foxtel, and they've watched it, the second they've finished watch it, they type away, blah, 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 happens and ruin it for the people who may not have watched it yet. And I'm like, we're holding our tongues for years for your benefit and you can't have the same respect for the other show watchers.
And the fact you put spoiler alert at the top of your paragraph means we've still seen it, still seen all your incriminating words. Dreadful business.
Yeah, in the Honest Trailer, actually, they said, if anyone puts a spoiler in the comments section, you know, we'll hunt you down and kill you. And I thought, oh, that's good. But then I scrolled down, and of course, I read the first line, like, oh!
Yeah.
There was a spoiler there. Someone had gone and done it. It does seem to be an impossible thing in this day and age.
But that said, I mean, we don't know how it's going to pan out. I mean, some of these twists could still surprise us. I mean,
absolutely. There's been differences in the earlier episodes that are quite different to things that happened in the books.
So one, the show is drifting from the books, but two, also in the books themselves as it goes forward, we just don't know what's going to happen because, I don't want to say anything as a spoiler, but basically until George R. R. Martin writes he was stabbed until he was dead, you don't know that he's actually dead.
That's true.
Right. We're talking to Jordan Raskopoulos from Axis of Awesome and David Cunningham, who's a comedian and a researcher and has played George Ha Ha Martin in a stage version of a comedy project around Game of Thrones. Now, really, this is just the small stuff, this dilemma. The real crisis facing fans such as yourselves is George R. R. Martin's, seeming resistance to the idea of finishing this book cycle.
He's a lazy man. He's a lazy, lazy man.
Having spent however long it is now, 20 years or so, right? Yeah, it'd be hard to let go.
No, absolutely. But the time between releases is growing longer and longer. Yes. And so there was a six-year wait between the fourth book and the fifth book. And it's looking to be the same between the fifth and the sixth, and then probably longer between the sixth and the seventh. And it's quite possible the show will overtake the books. at some point.
And this isn't because he doesn't know what's going to happen. He says that he just wants to write other things in between.
That's fair enough. And, I mean, he's probably made a lot of money and probably wants to go on holidays a lot.
Mm. I hear when he turns up at fan conferences and stuff, sometimes they're picketed by people who are saying, George, just go home and write.
Yeah. He has an entirely separate house, I believe, to write in. There's a house he lives in, and then he owns a house across the street, which he toddles across as his office.
I see. Well, maybe there's just too much transport time. If he did it all in the one house, he would definitely get it done a bit quicker.
Too much time at the lights.
Yeah.
Jordan Raskopoulos, this isn't the only obsession that Axis of Awesome has. And in fact, next week, Tuesday, you're heading off on the beginning of a massive tour. You're starting in Melbourne with the Comedy Festival.
Yeah, we're down for the Melbourne Comedy Festival, and then we're heading to the Sydney Comedy Festival, and then we're heading to the Edinburgh Comedy Festival, and then Germany and the UK after that. So it's a big year of musical comedy for me and the boys.
Mm, and you've been working with YouTube too.
Yeah, we've got a new series, a web series coming out whenever we have time to film it.
And is this a new vehicle for you guys? I mean, is this how you're finding new audiences through YouTube?
Through the YouTube? Yeah. I mean, we've been doing it for a few years now, but it's just as kind of more and more people kind of latch on and kind of get the idea of subscribing to channels and, you know, seeing YouTube as an alternative to television and traditional media. Yeah, we find that we're, you know, making shows that people watch and we've got lots of subscribers. And I mean, the most amazing thing about it is the reach that it has, that for comics in particular, you know, you would tour around Australia and you would perform on Australian TV shows and then that would be your career in Australia, where we find that we put a video up and the second we put it up, a fan has translated it into Russian and put subtitles on it. And it's absolutely mind-boggling. And we are just, yeah, so fortunate that that's the way it's worked out for us, because it's very, very enjoyable.
And David Cunningham, you dabble in comedy, as we've said, but you're also finishing a PhD in history and working with Blackadder's Tony Robinson.
Tony Robinson on a documentary for sort of Anzac history in regional towns.
So Monday obviously is really highly anticipated. There's a whole bunch of fan events going on. What have you heard about?
Well, I will be attending a party where everybody received an invitation with a map of Sydney, which has had the borders drawn up as if it was Westeros. And so depending on where you live, you have to dress like that family. So, you know, so the people kind of living in the eastern suburbs near the sea will be the Lannisters, and the people living beyond the Harbour Bridge will, of course, be the Wildlings, and all, and the people from the Sutherland Shire, of course, will be the Baratheons and the Martells further down south.
Oh, look, there's so much potential for controversy there. I dare not ask.
Yeah. I don't want to be a Greyjoy.
I was actually particularly taken by something I saw on Pinterest, which was the Game of Thrones drinking game, which I'm sure many people will be partaking of, which is basically a series of events that could potentially happen in any Game of Thrones episode.
Or every Game of Thrones episode, really.
Someone says, the Lannisters always pay their debts, drink.
Yep. Or a full screenshot of a bottom.
Yeah, that's right, have a drink. I can say in at least the first episode, I lost count of how many times you would have to drink. Well, to both of you, Vala Magulis.
Vala Doheris.
Ah.
Goodbye.
That is, of course, All Men Must Die in high Valyrian. Thank you so much for coming on and being part of the list today.
Thank you.
Our great pleasure.
That's Jordan Raskopoulos, part of Axis of Awesome. And as you heard, they're heading off for a whirlwind tour. We'll put all the details of where you can track them down in your part of Australia on the website. And David Cunningham, we'll put a link to his website, which is called A Royal Day, where he recaptions photographs of the royal family. I don't know how he hasn't been beheaded himself as yet. We'll put a link to that, as well as the SBS Comedy's webpage, which is launching the, what is it called?
Make Way for Winter.
The Make Way for Winter comedy sketch series.